open up a public hearing on Senate Bill 268. We have some people signed up to testify. We have Senator Olson, the sponsor here. First, Lyle, if you could give us a brief rundown of the legislation.
Sure, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 268 is a bill that would create a personal income tax subtraction for adoption expenses that are related to a qualified dog or cat adoption if it's from an animal rescue entity. It does, there is a limit on the amount of the subtraction to the lesser of the tax liability of the taxpayer, or it'd be $400 for a joint return filer, or $200 on any other type of return. And the subtraction would be applicable to tax years 2019 through 2024.
Questions of staff?
Okay. Senator Olson, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Vice Chair Betts, members of the committee, my name is Alan Olson. I'm a senator. I represent Senate District 20. And it's my pleasure. First, I'd like to thank you, Senator Haas, for the special accommodations. Because of my situation, I really appreciate the opportunity. Senate Bill 268 is a real, to me, it's a real getter. Connecting a pet to a family. Everyone knows how cool dogs and cats are. They're really nice if you're a dog person or a cat person. We have thousands and thousands of animals that need homes. There simply aren't enough good homes or even enough cages for all of the dogs and cats we have. I'd like you to watch these pictures. Look at these sweet little things. My lab. These dogs need our help. They're not asking for forever, they're just asking for a chance. Senate Bill 268 creates a subtraction from your taxes of $200 for the expenses of adopting a pet. LFO estimated for a similar bill in 2017 the cost to be about $193,000 a year. Our pets are not just animals. They are a big part of our lives and an important members of our family. We take care of them, we love them, and treat them with respect, kindness, and dignity just like any other loved one. In return, they give us unconditional love, affection, and enjoyment. Statistics say that people with pets live longer, healthier lives. They help us stay active, lower our blood pressure, lift our moods, and are also used for therapy and aid in healing. 10,000 dogs died today. That's a sad picture. And at what cost do we prevent this from happening? It's very simple. $200. That's all it takes. Senate Bill 268 is the Pet Adoption Jobs Bill. It creates jobs in the veterinary industry. It creates jobs in the dog sitting industry. It creates jobs in the pet supply industry. Jobs in the pet grooming industry also. And this equals tens of thousands of jobs created, providing tax dollars to the state. There's not a town in this state that doesn't have a veterinary clinic. And most of the larger ones have either a Petco or a PetSmart or some other dog supply facility. So it creates a lot of employment. And this is the result of your support for Senate Bill 268. It creates a family unit. Look at the look on her face. Look at the look on the little girl's face looking at her dog. It also instills responsibility for children, the responsibility of taking care of something else, taking care of a pet, making sure the pet is well fed, well taken care of, and well exercised. This is what we can do to help our pets. The greatness of a nation and its moral progress can be judged by the way its animals are treated. So I ask you, would we rather see a picture of this with the puppies and the cat, or would we like to see the 10,000 dogs? Adopt a pet, save a life. I ask for your support for Senate Bill 268, short and sweet. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Senator Taylor. Yeah.
Making me think of my cats.
Did you rescue them? No, you bought those imported from
No, I did not. We got them, we got one from the Humane Society and one kitten from out in Damascus. That's it. That's all my story.
And Mr. Chair, if I may, the $200 number came about because when you go to the Humane Society to pick up an animal, a rescued animal, they provide shots, neutering, and medical care. And this basically covers that care to get the dog out the door. And then after that, it's your responsibility. And most people take the responsibility extremely seriously. I know I do. I've had six dogs. And as we all know, when you lose a pet, it's traumatic. But there's plenty more out there. So thank you for your time.
Questions, Senator Benz?
No question, Mr. Chair, but I have to declare a conflict because my wife is a veterinarian. Not that she shares any money with me, but still.
You picked the $200 figure, how?
Well, when one looks at the cost, we did an average of, it goes like from 100 to 400, so we're reading not an average. So 200 felt like a reasonable amount of money. Some places charge much more, some places charge a little bit less, but still the cost is substantial. And if we can get these animals moved, it makes for a better society, saves the government money.
Okay, sir. We have some other people signed up.
Thank you very much.
Sheriff Harmon from the Oregon Humane Society.
Thank you, and thank you for the wait. Senator House members of the committee, I'm Sharon Harmon. I'm the president and CEO of the Oregon Humane Society in Portland, Oregon. If you're from that part of the state, I know you've adopted a pet. It probably came from us, a Willamette. It's Willamette Humane Society. Every community has, every big community has a substantial shelter. And I just want to speak to Senator Olson's really poignant testimony. I mean, he really cares about animals, and I can't wait to have him at my next fundraiser because I don't think anybody can make a pitch better than him for support for the animals in our world. We're here strongly support of Senate Bill 268. I'd like to speak to the issue of is it $200? We are the largest adoption agency in the state. Last year, we placed 12,062 pets into new homes at an average adoption fee of $165. And some of our animals are $600. Some of them are free. Senior Tuesday is always popular when the animals are free to senior citizens.
That for senior animals or senior people who come in to get them?
Well, sometimes it's both. Sometimes it's both. but it's a great program. But even still, if you look at our agency with what must be the highest adoption fees for some animals, as well as a few support programs, at a 100 average adoption fee of $165, I would imagine that the fiscal impact is going to be much less.
Why is there that variance? I'm just curious on your adoption fees. If I come in and just a run-of-the-mill cat is $165, but some rare breed of dog is higher, or how does that work?
Yes, interestingly, most organizations charge market rate. The amount of money that it costs to prepare for an animal for adoption averages $450 for our organization. So we lose money on every pet. That's where donations come into play. We're entirely funded by private contributions and a small amount by service revenue, like adoption fees. So when you look at having a tax credit for adoption fees, if that encourages more people to adopt, you know, maybe that's more animals we can help coming through the shelter. We think this is a great bill. We applaud Senator Olson for his clear love of animals and his desire to help even more find their forever homes through adoption agencies. Any questions?
Okay.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Keep up the good work.
Sue Adam.
My name is Sue Adams, and thank you for the opportunity to speak on this issue. Chair Haas and Vice Chair Benz and members of the committee. I'm speaking as a private citizen. I adopted a pet from the Humane Society, and I'm very happy with the choice, although he's a pill. I'm not going to say much because just about everything I could say has already been covered in much better words. I'm not much of a public speaker, but I just wanted to point out my mother is 93 years old. She had a minor stroke 2 years ago. She's mostly stays at home. I moved in with her because of the stroke, cat and all, and he really gives her something to do during the day because I'm not around a whole lot. I'm only semi-retired. So, you know, there's a lot of impacts by having a pet that go beyond what we think about as kind of the normal thing. And so I just want to say that I support SB 268 and that anything we can do to promote the adoption of homeless pets benefits the animals and it also benefits the humans. So thank you very much.
We appreciate you coming down and testifying. Thank you. Joy Bro from the Humane Society of the U.S.
Thank you, Chair Haas, Vice Chair Benz, and members of the committee. My name is Joyce Brake, and I'm here on behalf of the Humane Society of the United States and its Oregon members and supporters to support SB 268. Incentives like the tax subtraction in this bill will encourage pet adoptions, help move homeless animals more quickly through the shelter system, and ultimately decrease expenses associated with daily animal care. Each day that an adoptable animal lingers in a shelter means additional expenditures. Oregon's taxpayers ultimately shoulder the costs of providing shelter and food for homeless animals in the state's municipal and other publicly owned animal shelters. So incenting more Oregonians to adopt pets into loving homes directly benefits our state's taxpayers. Every year, animal shelters across the country provide care for 6 to 8 million dogs and cats, and sadly, 2.4 million healthy adoptable pets are euthanized because they don't find homes. While Oregon is already a national leader in finding homes for the majority of shelter animals, our shelters still struggle to find new homes for each and every pet. So this tax subtraction will serve as another critical tool to help ensure no healthy adoptable pet is ever euthanized in an Oregon shelter. SB 268 is a thoughtful and innovative way to promote adoption of homeless animals. It sends a clear, tangible message to our nation that Oregon cares about pets and the people who love them. We urge you to vote yes on SB 268. Let's make Oregon the first state in the nation to use tax subtractions to publicly encourage the adoption of homeless animals in our state. Thank you.
Sorry for messing up your name. Any questions? All right. Ms. Joyce, thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate your testimony. Michelle Blake.
Apologies for my messy handwriting. Really good job deciphering it. Chair Haas, Vice Chair Benz, members of the committee, my name is Michelle Blake. Thank you for the opportunity to testify today in support of Senate Bill 268. I speak today on behalf of Fences for Fido. We're a nonprofit organization, and we work with families in Oregon and Washington who have dogs living primarily outside on chains or in small enclosures. To date, our 10-year-old organization has built free fenced yards for more than 2,000 dogs. And as one would imagine, working with families who have dogs on chains or in small kennels, we often meet families for whom a fenced yard really is not the best solution. And in those cases, now we work as a liaison with the reputable shelters and rescues in the state to help rehome those dogs. And we do strongly support Senate Bill 268. Of course, it's an innovative approach to encourage adoption, and we can all get behind it. We also celebrate that this would make Oregon the first to adopt this approach. Oregon, as you know, has made nationally recognized progress toward eliminating shelter euthanasia, getting all healthy, adoptable animals into new homes. And it's easy to forget the strides we've made. I was working at a large open admission shelter back in the early 1990s when the success rates were heartbreakingly quite a bit lower than anything you're going to see today in the state. And Senate Bill 268 celebrates this success that we've made across Oregon. I wanted to point out, too, that all of us who have pets can attest responsible pet care is not inexpensive. In fact, on a personal note, tomorrow, my husband and I will take one of our adopted dogs for a minor surgery, very minor surgery, but it'll cost about $1,400. And in the past, our pets have faced more serious medical conditions with the more serious medical expenses to match that. And all pet caregivers can relate to having to meet these expenses. And we do it gladly in the interest of keeping an important family member healthy and well. Senate Bill 268 would recognize adoption as the serious financial commitment and responsibility that it is. So in closing, Fences for Fido strongly supports Senate Bill 268. It celebrates our state's amazing strides in saving the lives of homeless pets. And I thank you for your time.
Thank you. And I like that organization, Fences for Fido. I can do a couple of fundraisers. Thank you. Greg Lemhouse.
Thank you, Chair, for taking my late submission. My name is Greg Lemhouse. I am a registered lobbyist here, but today I'll be here representing So Humane, or Southern Oregon Humane Society, as a board member. And I'll be brief. I don't want to rehash what everyone has already said, but we're definitely in support of this. Just to give some local context, we have a long history, So Humane, in Southern Oregon. But as it pertains to a, you know, medium-sized area, I guess, we average about 1,000 dogs that we take in each year, and about 500 cats. And we are fortunate to have a 99% adoption rate. That's in addition to animals that we take on what's called the saving train, which brings animals up from kill shelters in California up to our shelter so that we can adopt them out. We work really hard to do this. The amounts, the $200 deduction is about average for us in terms of adoption expense. And although we are a nonprofit, like most nonprofits would probably tell you, you do have to use some business principles, and one of those is marketing. And for us to market to some affluent communities down in Southern Oregon, that is better to adopt a dog or a cat from our shelter as opposed to a breeder, to be able to market a tax deduction would be great. We have a strong community down there. We have some extraordinary people who are willing to not only foster dogs, foster senior dogs, but also hospice dogs and cats, which is amazing to me. We lost our beloved Pedro the pug last year, and we still have a tough time getting over it. So the enthusiasm is down in Southern Oregon to do this. We would like to translate that into more marketing efforts so that we can get the word out to our Southern Oregon community even more, and hopefully inspire more to adopt more dogs and cats so we can actually take in more dogs from other areas, neuter them, spay them, cats as well, and get them out. That's all I have. Thanks.
Thanks. All right, committee. Sort of a break from the usual nitty-gritty of these tax bills. Welcome respite. We have nobody else signed up to testify, so I'll close out this public hearing. And thank you, Senator Olson. There's nothing else on our agenda, and so we are free till Tuesday of next week. Thank you. We are adjourned.